Okay, committee reports. I'm going to ask that each committee give a report. You'll have 6 minutes to do so. This includes the Community Advisory Board this month and going forward. The MSRC, please, Jane.
There I am. The MSRC is in suspension at the moment until further down the year, and we'll be back with a report.
Thank you. Sean McPherson, Finance, our treasurer, and also on the National Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee has not met since the last LSB meeting. The Finance Committee will meet next week. What is it, the 19th or the 20th? I forget, but it's on the calendar.
20th.
Go ahead.
On the 20th, yes.
20th.
Okay. Thank you. And at that meeting, what do you intend to discuss?
Well, hopefully we intend to, the 2023 agenda, which Markeisha has said that she will have a draft for us. I don't know of any other business on the agenda.
It's a critical time, and that's going to be a critical budget. Thank you very much. Is there anything else to add, Sean, or does that wrap it up?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Richard, governance?
No report.
Thank you. You had the opportunity to say that. Outreach, Captain Tom Harper, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. The Outreach Committee members at the KPFT volunteers did an awesome job at the Art Car Parade. Although there were some issues pertaining to our location, KPFT pulled together and we got through it. Thanks to Robin Lewis, Sandy Wyman, Teresa Allen, Nancy Sabor-Tormi, Augie, Kyle Baramaster, who was my co-host on the Veterans Award Show, Murray Murray, Pat, Kyle Reynolds, and Dwayne Bradley, and other volunteers for showing up to pass out flyers and get the word out. The next parade, we will do much better with our sound system, and we will make sure our water, food, tents, and any other problems that will be addressed at our next outreach committee meeting, which will be April the 22nd. That is all I have for the outreach committee. Are there any questions?
Do you have an events plan coming up?
Yes.
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Teresa.
You just said that the next outreach meeting is on the 22nd of April?
Yes.
That's a Friday.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. 21st of April.
Okay. Thank you.
That's any all other I questions? Have. Any other questions for Captain Tom?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Captain Tom, can you tell me what the next project is that we're working on?
We will be working on the Gay Pride Parade.
Is there anything that that the average LSB member or volunteer should be doing now to support our efforts on that?
What is the date of the parade?
June. Three. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's in June. I think it's usually the third Saturday.
Okay.
I'll find out what it is.
We need to start planning ahead now for the Gay Pride Parade and any other events that are coming up in downtown Houston. So I thank all who have participated and help with this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Adriana, I didn't see any call to convene the Committee of Inclusion. Yes. Do you have plans to do so now?
Yes.
You have a national board member.
Right. I have, I need to finish the date, because I'm trying not to have it at the same time that other committees, but will be before the end of the month, and we will have the report in the next LSB meeting.
Thank you. Development Committee, Teresa.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. The Zoom fundraiser tomorrow, we have sold only about 40, as of right now, only about 45 tickets out of 500 total available. And other Pacifica stations are promoting this event. I encourage all of our LSB members, especially if you are supportive of our news and public affairs at KPFT, to reach out and encourage people to attend this event. They need to go to kpft.org to purchase the tickets. And I do not have a PayPal account, but it will let you make a purchase with a credit card, even though it says PayPal on it. The LAPS members, as Sandy stated, have raised about $5,500.
God damn, what the fuck, man?
Somebody needs to mute. Anyway.
I took care of it. Thank you.
Okay. About 46 LAPS members back, but we will be doing this at least one more time in April and maybe in May, because we still have many people on our list that have not been called. And we encourage all members who've let check to see whether your membership has lapsed. You can do that by calling 713-526-4000 and leaving a message for development. Renewal Mail has generated 19,000 with 143 returning members. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, and there will probably be even more. Members have asked that management be more consistent with Facebook and eBlast's communications with members and emails to programmers, with tracking progress to raising money through their individual projects and reporting back to them on how they're doing. So we're hoping that this communication will improve people's efforts to raise money. Our next meeting will be on the 26th of April, not the 19th of April. I sent an email out asking people to get back with me about suggested dates, and we have just opted to meet on the 26th of this month. We encourage all LSB members to join our development efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. And again, very good work on the calls for LAPS donors. Do you want to give the list of those that participated or thank anybody that did that? There were so many people that came out, made that effort.
I'm going to try to thank them. I can do that. I'm going to try to thank them on the KPFT webpage, but I can tell you, Augie Gaona, Mary Cannon, Bill Crozier, Deb Shafto, Bob Franklin, Howard Reynolds, Rob Lee, Sandy Weinman, Jolene Dupnik, Hank Lamb, Kurt Gerdrum, Wendy Schrell, Danny Meza, he was really awesome on the phone, Jan Vandenberg, and there may be more, but that's about it.
Thank you, Teresa. Good work, and thanks to all those people on the list, and it really helped a little bit there to get those members back and raise some money, which is very precious right now. PK McCary.
No, and I can also say that when we talk with our members and we hear some of the stories of how long they've been listening and how they came to discover KPFT or the things they heard on KPFT, the friendships they've developed, how they've just expanded their horizons from what they've heard on KPFT, it is inspirational. And we do, sadly, because we did not document those enough from our 50th anniversary, I'm hoping that there will be a means to further document those stories, because they are pretty inspirational. I mean, people have donated houses to KPFT. People have donated many, many hours of their time and their treasure, and have spread the word about KPFT to many people across this metro area.
Thank you. P.K. McCary, the Community Advisory Board, do you have a report for us? P.K., you have to unmute.
I know.
Oh, there you are. Okay. And in an email, you had said that you needed 10 minutes.
No, it's okay.
All right, cool. Go ahead, P.K.
I just wanted to see if there were some questions, but I'll probably take up the whole 6 minutes. And the purpose of the CAB, first of all, is to bring attention to ways in which we can not just be a better station, but the best station for communities within the Houston areas and other areas that hear our program, which means that not everybody is going to like the same things, but everybody should have something that draws them to KPFT. The survey that was done in 2015 was actually used, Terry LaFay, I met him, and we really did bond. At first it was, he was expecting something else, I think, but we became friends, and even after his illness, he checks on the CAB. But the survey that was done in 2015 was actually used to create the town hall meeting in 2019. The town hall meeting in 2019 gave us a cross-section of community listeners and programmers and gave you a look at the issues that affect this station. It is not that money is not important. It is. But people are more important. And I think that we need to understand what the CPB is. We had another town hall meeting on March 5th, and on March 28th, we came together to start putting together the things that people have said, that they have sent emails about, what was in the chat, and we haven't completed that yet, to create you a matrix and then to look at a summary, executive summary of what it meant, and an analysis done by the people who not only participated, but who came and saw. But I think we need to understand that the CPB is really a great big grant, but it is given to stations that are diverse and inclusive. And the ideal, the diversity and inclusiveness should be something that scares people. A CAB is required for most stations, but I guess it's not mandatory. Somebody said that to me today. It's an advisory role, but its nature is having the responsibility to look at all of what happens at the station that it advises. The station's oversight of the CAB is to, make sure that we meet regularly. 2020 and 2021 were difficult because of COVID. Because in 2018 and 2019, we met every month at Shea Community Center. It got a little harder with Zoom, and we weren't ready to do a lot of Zoom calls in 2020. But 2021, we actually had 6 meetings that people attended and didn't always have quorum. But I gave reports to the LSB when we met and had something to say. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Public broadcasting, free and commercial free stations. Mm. help to strengthen civil discourse essentially to American society. And it doesn't mean the civil discourse is always going to be easy, but it's something that we are not doing. And it's something that the CAB keeps pointing out. There's not a diversity statement that says this KPFT is for all. There is not a diversity show anymore that helps people understand what that might look like. The other thing is that the CPB requires that you all have a yearly harassment and bias training so that people can have recompense when they feel that they have been handed an injustice or not understanding the processes and policies that need to be in place. I asked every one of those in an email who ran for the board if they would support a non-discriminatory and anti-racist platform in order to create policies and procedures that address that. I only had one person who did, other than the ones that I knew personally, like Sister Mama Sonia. But the point is that money is great, but if you aren't representing the people in the community who would like to have a station, who might have to give $4 a month, and that's not a bad thing to encourage, but their $4 should be as important as the person who gives $52 or $1,000. Churches, I can tell you as a former Southern Baptist, churches don't thrive because of the millionaires. They thrive because of the little old grandmothers that believe and know that their church is important to them. And they give their little dollars, and those dollars add up. I would like to see us really have a conversation. Maybe the CAB and the LSB can meet and really address these issues that are not being fixed. We're broken. I've said it, and I don't like saying it. And I do not walk around with a chip on my shoulders. The people who I have worked with since 2018 for the CAB include people like my sister, who for 40 years was responsible at NASA and knew how to do quality assurance and work on how we could work together. And she says, until you all start working together, it doesn't matter how many reports we give you, and it doesn't matter how much we urge you to really look at the fact that the majority of the board is white. I don't have a problem with that if we had an anti-discriminatory and non-discriminatory, I mean an anti-racist and non-discriminatory platform. That's it.
Okay, that was less than 10 minutes. Thank you.
I have a question for. Oh, I can't ask a question, can I?
Yeah, you can, Richard. Yes, go ahead, please, Richard.
Public comment. Okay, PK. Thanks for all the good work you're doing.
Shut up, Richard.
Another town hall meeting anytime soon?
We are planning another town hall meeting, but we want to get this one under our belt with the information, and it may take a couple of months to take this data and put it in a form that could be a report like the one that I gave the LSB in 2019.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. It's certainly important. I want to thank PK for the work that she's doing and the words that she's bringing forward. Inadvertently, my eyes skipped over the Pacifica National Board report. We have several of our national board members here present on the call tonight who would like to speak.
I can speak.
Go ahead, Teresa. Thank you.
I can say that I serve on the National Elections Committee, and we have passed a motion from committee that is asking for an investigation of the election of the KPFK elections. For some reason, four of the candidates were taken off the ballots after they were tallied, and it was redone, not including those candidates. So we've requested information to check into that. And I intend to get involved in some of the development items on the national, development projects on the national level. And I'm hoping that Susan Young can, explain a little bit more detail some of our concerns involving finances, which really, concerns me. And I'll tell this LSB that I have told the national board that I will not vote for a deficit budget from KPFT. To me, that's just not acceptable. So I'm hoping that this board and our general manager will say, let's have an executive session to come up with some specific things that we will do so we do not present a deficit budget to the national board. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to address the financial situation. Both Sean Kelly McPherson and I serve on the National Finance Committee, and it has been a very difficult challenge. The two meetings that I've attended so far, the three meetings I've attended so far, the first, we passed a deficit budget for WBAI. The second one, we passed a deficit budget for KPFT. And this last one, we talked about what bad financial shape we are in. We have significant debt, $3 million, no repayment plan. The system as a whole is running a deficit. The deficits for individual stations, including KPFT, are not counterbalanced by the surpluses, particularly at KPFA. We are in arrears in payments for things like electricity at KPFK. The situation is currently dire. And there are conversations at the National Finance Committee, I believe will be at the board, to say, all right, how bad is bad? And what do we need to do about it? But everybody needs to understand that we do not have enough money to keep this station operating at this time. We are being subsidized by others in the system to keep going. Let me just also say one other thing. I would hope that Egberto, who spoke very effectively about how we need to have technology of the future and not just technology developed in the, you know, the 19th century, how we need to be multi-platform. I think that he was very impressive, does this himself. And Egberto, would you mind talking about what you said to the board?
Egberto Willis?
I'm here. My mouse was on a different computer. Sorry about that. Yeah, what I was trying to kind of make to the team was that, for a lot of practical purposes, I kind of thought that we sort of beating on a dead horse. You know, we constantly say the same thing and we're going to do the same thing over and over again. Sort of insanity. And respectfully, I said that I think that we need to start exploring other platforms. In other words, the radio is great, but newcomers are not coming to the radio, and we can keep going to the well. We're not going to get there, and hoping that we're going to get there, I don't think is going to do it. So I think it's time for all of us to expand what we actually do as programmers, what we actually do as a station. And what I said is, you know, I'd like us to all get together, you know, get a little team together and come out with a plan. I'm very positive, and I kind of illustrate that. What Teresa and Susan said about us being in dire straits. One of the things I said at the meeting as well is when I heard that we did have a total station-wide budget of $1 million in deficit, and you actually see that constantly we're asking one station to help, and we are borrowing for the rest. It's not a sustainable thing, and it's going to hurt us all. So my suggestion again is that we work on that, and we work on that quickly, and I'll do my part when we get the committee together to work on it. But I mean, I don't think people are taking this as seriously as it is. I'll just say off the cuff. I think we have to stop all the upmanship and really start thinking about working together. Everybody needs to just drop your damn pride and say, you know, we're going to do what's necessary to get this stuff off the ground. Because, spending most of our time doing a hell of a lot of talking and no action ain't going to do it. So before I want to first commend, she's going to laugh when I do this, but Teresa, I watch her in action, always making a whole lot, trying to raise a hell of a lot of money. I watch, Nisi go out there and do something as far as this 52 on 52. I see Susan out there trying like hell to put her, put these things into action. I think all of us have to quit pet projects and all that kind of stuff and really say, we are going to do this one something to help, bring something in. And I'm for one, being a member of the LSB and the PNB, I have no intentions of having factionalization, fightingalization or anything like that. I'm simply going to do what's necessary for us to try to get the hell out of where we are right now. Muchas gracias. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you, Egberto. Any other comments from national board members? Then we'll take questions. I don't hear any other comments. Ted, you've had your metaphorical hand raised. Go ahead.
I have three questions. One ties in with what Egberto just said, and that is there a strategic plan being developed by the PNB or any of the stations? And I ask that in the context of the idea of going to other platforms, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't primarily focus on radio and then go after other approaches, but a strategic plan, a committee to do that would give us an opportunity to put all of the possibilities on the table. This is certainly not the environment for that, but at least it would begin the conversation. My second question has to do with the status of the money that was derived from the sale of 419 Lovett. I'm waiting for the members of the PNB to tell us how much of that money is staying in Houston and how much of that is going to pay off the loan. And thirdly, I would like to know what is being done across the nation on the airwaves of Pacifica to tell the listeners of the dire straits we are under. I would like the PNB members to answer those three questions.
Egberto, go ahead.
I can answer them all. I think Susan is more equipped to answer some of the more financial stuff. But I can tell you, I can answer the part as far as what we are going to do all over the station board. When our programming committee meets, we have a convener that's going to convene that. I am going to have a few suggestions then. When it comes to what we can do, and by the way, I want to address one thing that you said, Brother Ted, and that is about if you think we should concentrate on radio first. To be frank, that's all we've ever concentrated on, radio. So remember, we are a radio station, and that's what we have been doing. So therefore, I think we've tapped that out to some extent. Yes, we do need good programming. I do agree. But we also need to concurrently look at other platforms, in my humble opinion. Likewise, now when it comes to what individually we're doing, personally, I'm out here always trying to promote the station, and I think most of us in some form or the other tries to do that. I would suggest us doing that on steroids. In other words, I have this joke that I do all the time, you know, even here in D.C. that I'm at right now, and that is, have you ever heard of KPFT 90.1 FM Houston? I just went and interviewed this person from This Economist, and you ever heard from KPFT 90.1? No, who are they? Okay, well, you're going to be on tomorrow. Tell people about it. You know, you're going to be on. Maybe you'll have somebody do a membership or whatever. So all of us have to, I think, do something personally. You know, I love what Nisi did with that 52. We had some fun having her interview for Politics and Right on the 52 on 52. All of us have to just think about doing something to bring in some cash and have some sort of cascading effect on helping our own local station first and then the network as a whole. Thanks.
Thank you. Susan, would you like to address the question as to funds available for KPFT or locally, as Ted put it?
Sure, and I'll also address some of the other stuff. I was not on the PNB at the time that the decision was made to sell Lovett. I'm disappointed that it was, and I hold prior management responsible for some very bad behavior that led to that. I think it was we got $1.1 million, $1.2 million from it, $300,000, went to reduce the debt at from FJC, a loan which is permitting us to pay bills but not to really restructure and make a healthier organization. There is $850,000 right now in an escrow account held by the general counsel. That is reserved for a building for KPFT. The people who have to take an important lead on that are the FCC technical people who report to the executive director, and she is the person who is having conversations with the general manager, as Dr. Franklin reported this evening. Regarding things that are being done, the fundraisers like Nisi's, you know, the micro event like Amy Goodman, which absolutely everybody on this call must support. Everybody on this board must make a financial commitment of some kind, or you are not stepping up to the responsibility for which people voted for you. Stations are trying to learn from each other about what are fundraising efforts that work well. And so things like, our executive director brought up Nisi's 52 by 52 on our finance committee meeting last night. We need training across the system about how to pitch better. And I know that there are some of those conversations happening. Program sharing, Dr. Franklin has discussed that already. We need to take a hard look at the programs at every station and understand what are ones that people are ready to support, because the ones that are making money support our ability to have everybody else on. And at KPFT, that's largely music programming, and we have got to support and keep our music programmers. But the bottom line is, right now, we are radio. It's great if people like Egberto can lead us into new platforms. And I understand that, at KPFA, for instance, they're very successful with that already. And when we get a new facility, we'd like to make sure that we have cameras in them so that we can go multi-platform at the same time. But we have to take a very hard look at what is programming that people are willing to support. And if they aren't willing to support it, we have to ask if that's the programming that we should be airing.
Thank you, Susan. Richard, did you have a question?
No, I asked it earlier. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have a question? Ted, I see your hand beside Ted.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead, Teresa. Okay.
I sent out 150 emails to people promoting the Amy Goodman event. I sent out approximately 150 texts. I apologize to people that might not like Amy Goodman, but I encourage everyone on this board to realize your responsibility to promote something to generate income to pay for our phones, our $7,000 a month that we have to pay for our transmitter and the power to keep that transmitter going. I feel strongly about the importance of this community resource. If I had other people that, and you know what, and I'm going to ask the national board to each raise $20,000. If you don't have $20,000, find some people, if you, you know, that will give. Say, hey, I'll give this if you'll match me, and approach however many people you need to do it. If you aren't proud of this community resource, what are you doing on the board? And when I say there's an emergency, I mean there's an emergency. It's difficult to get momentum, but if you all had the feeling of the importance of this valuable community resource, you get on board. I guess if you're all waiting for somebody else to give, then where is your leadership here? And if you're going to put qualifications on giving, I mean, I try to make every dime that I give, I try to make it a lever or a fulcrum or some sort of leverage to motivate other people to give. I can't do it all, but I have great faith in the ability of everyone who realizes that the what Lou Hill said about when I communicate, I can create, and when I can create, I am free. We cannot create if we're going to let this resource not be funded. All five of our stations. So, I don't know what it takes to light a fire under the national board or under you, but we all need to be working on it and talking it up and being positive and confident that we can perform our fiduciary responsibilities and get this thing on track. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a question for Teresa.
Go ahead, Richard.
Teresa? Mm-hmm. How do I go about getting somebody $20 for Amy Goodman tomorrow night?
Go to kpft.org and scroll down just on the front page. Just scroll down and it says click here to sign up for Amy Goodman. Starts at 7 o'clock and I did it, and then I received the link to get on the Zoom call. It said things about PayPal. I was a little reluctant, but it took my credit card. And I called Robin. I said, does that mean that they're giving my information to PayPal? And she said, no.
So you have a credit card.
KPFT.org.
And they'll take your credit card.
Okay.
And I thank you for asking.
Will they give? You said they'll take my credit card. Will they give it back?
No. Thank you. Hold on. Who's that? I'm sorry?
Me, Niecy.
Go ahead, Niecy. Yeah. I got Niecy, then I got Jane.
Have a party. Have a Amy Goodman party where you invite some friends.
Niecy, go ahead.
You know, you and I've had this conversation, and the problem is everybody, well, Egberto said it best, is everybody needs to get on the same page. But everybody needs to get on a positive page. For me, KPFT will be fine. And I truly, wholeheartedly believe that. I've been in radio since I was 18 years old. It will be absolutely fine. What is in the way and why people are not responding the way you want them to is because they come to LSB meetings and they want to have a bitch fest. Excuse me for just calling it like it is, but that's what it is. Then when we tell you people who are in the hunt of raising money, KQED Incorporated, PBS, taught me how to raise money for nonprofit radio. When we tell you that the big money people, the first question out of their mouth is everybody on your board, has everybody on your board donated? I don't care if you donate a dollar.
I do.
It does not matter. It does not matter. The question is, has everybody on your board donated? The answer right now is no. And if I'm sitting here listening to what I've listened to tonight, we got this one little fraction going, everybody voting the same way. That has got to stop. You may say, I vote the same way. Those who know me well. They know I vote, I'm vote Venetia. You can't tell me how to vote. I'm going to sit here and listen to the plus and the minuses, and I'm going to vote my way. I'm not going to vote Teresa's way. I'm not going to vote Ted's way. I'm not going to vote Sandy's way. I'm going to vote Niecy's way. Because Niecy sat here with the responsibility of the people who voted me to this LSB to pay attention and to vote with some sense. And that is what I do. I'm sick of all of this. I am so sick of the, y'all act worse than NBC, ABC, PBS. All them people that you got a problem with, y'all act worse than them. This is a community radio station with right now 2,000 plus members. Yes, we've had upwards to almost 15,000 members, but right now we got 2,000. Who do you think you are? Who? Do your job on this board. If you cannot do, if you ain't got but a dollar to give, then give a dollar. And if you ain't got the dollar, maybe if you friends with somebody, pick up the phone and call me, I may donate the money for you. But I'm not going to donate no money for somebody that all they do is argue, fuss, and fight. And I'm just sitting here shaking my head. And I get so angry about it because you're talking to a person who has won Emmy Awards from KQED Incorporated on the radio side and on the TV side. So when y'all start all this little bickering about whatever, it drives me nuts. It is the reason why Paula tendered her resignation. And I hate that because I did everything I could to keep her on this board, and she just got to a point where she was fed up with every time you sit down on this board, every Wednesday night, you got to hold your breath. Who gonna start arguing now? What we gonna argue about tonight? We spent 40 minutes arguing about, well, not me, because I didn't argue about it. You spent 40 minutes arguing about excuse absences. Like I said, who do you think you are? Who? When I'm absent from one of my other boards, some of the City of Houston boards I'm on, I don't have to tell them why I'm absent. I will not be there.
30 seconds.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm done. Because you know I could keep on going. And thank you for giving me the opportunity because you know I never say nothing, but this is kind of building up.
It was in the interest of public safety. Jane, did you want to say something?
No, I reserved my time. I can't remember. Niecy just said it so well that she just took all the wind out of my sails.
Mike Lewis. Mike.
Yeah, all I'd like to say is I did a lot of money raising at the Houston Rodeo, also at Frontier Fiesta here in town. Signed up a bunch of new members. I already put $200. Here's Frontier Fiesta from the University of Houston. And reminding everybody, the first week of May, it's going to be a big event at the NRG Stadium, NRG Center. It's the OTC conference. It's not off the counter like some people were asking me. It's the offshore oil technology. We put up all the equipment. It's built. It's ready to go. And everybody's excited because it's been canceled for 2 years. But the Russians are not coming. I'll let you know on that.
Thank you,
I'm going to be doing a lot of money raising at OTC as well because my dad used to work in the oil business, and I know how to talk to those people and also talk to our other stations that were at the rodeo, 93Q, KILT, FM 100, and Country Legends, and other stations that showed up at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So I'm there to continue to raise money for KPFT.
Thank you, Mike. Good job on all of that. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Ted, you've got your hand up. I wanted to get the other, or Jane, I'm sorry, did you want to go now?
Yes, thank you. I want to just reinforce what Nisi said. It's about participation. It's not about volume. So if you can't afford $52 and you're a member of the LSV, then 10 bucks, you know, because we want 100% participation.
That's what we're looking for.
And that's, and that I know that we need the money, which leads me to my second point, and that is I am unable to participate in the Amy Goodman events, but I would like to donate so that someone who couldn't afford to buy a ticket, could go or could listen and participate. Is there a mechanism for me to do that?
Maybe Facebook?
Okay, I'll keep working on it.
Okay. Ted, did you want to say something else?
Yeah, and I want to thank you for remembering that I had my hand up and calling on me and being fair about this whole thing. I asked a question regarding whether or not there is some work being done to develop a strategic plan, and I heard Egberto Willis talk about promoting this station personally, and I'm not following the train of thought. I'm really glad to hear Susan Young tell us that we have $850,000 to find a new home for KPFT. I'm wondering what is going forward either nationally or locally in that regard. That would seem to me the most pressing issue for the national board, and I think we are in the national board report. And I also asked a question, and I don't know if I got an answer, so I'm asking if it has been answered, and if it has been, please indulge me. I am wondering if the airwaves of Pacifica are being used to tell listeners the dire shape that this foundation is in. Is that being done?
All right. I need to answer, first of all, forget that I said personally promoting because I was not trying to personalize it. I just kind of said that as an afterthought. Okay. But no, the PNB is different committees will be actually taking that into account. Secondly, with respect to going on air and telling people that the station is in dire straits, I don't think that's the message that a radio station goes on air and say, we're in dire straits. We're about to die. Give to us because most people aren't going to give to something that is all but dead. The way that you approach that is that you give people a reason to want to contribute to you. You are offering them something. There's an importance in having this. People don't give because I think you're dying. A lot of people say, well, if you're dying, you're probably going to be dead. So, if I have anything to say about it, I will never tell somebody to go on here and say, we absolutely are going to die if we don't have you given money. The way I think it's done is some of the way I see a lot of people, a lot of different programmers are doing it right now, which is saying you're the ones who pay our electric bill. We cannot stay alive without you. And, you know, which is a truer statement. And on the other things that you have, Ted, I think probably Susan or Teresa can handle it better than I can.
Okay, regarding the building, as we say, the national office has taken the lead because it has to, because we have to meet technical requirements and so forth. But it is a challenge because it's a very large service area with lots of matters to be taken into account, including how can a new building become a rallying point for people to re-engage with the station. Regarding strategic planning, there was a strategic planning committee that met last year. It has not as yet reconvened this year, and I am very disappointed at what it managed to accomplish. What they came up with were two very unreliable, unlikely, unworkable financing methods. One is non-fungible tokens, and another one was a kind of private bond, which was not legal in California, in order to help retire the debt. Neither of those helped. The other was to come up with an advisory council where old PNB members got to serve on it, and the PNB members who helped create this problem. I think we have a really serious difficulty with governance, in that I think that many on the PNB and local station boards spend a lot of time arguing about procedures and about bylaws and about pet projects, and do not serve as good fiduciary caretakers of the business that is being operated. And I think that people argue for their pet projects rather than relying on and empowering professionals who are framed with the mission by those of us who were elected, but bring in professionals to understand how to put together programming that works, not just stuff I like. So I think that we are in severe trouble, in no small part because our governance structure is working horrible. Very badly. Right. Bravo, Niecy. You no, and me both.
Please refrain from the back and forth.
My apologies, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of work to do on the national board. I want to thank our national board members, including Marianne Martinez, who could not be here tonight due to an emergency, for all the hard work they're doing. If you think we meet a lot, they meet really a lot. So thank you for all those hours and doing what you're doing. We have a rocky road in front of us, no doubt. And we do have to pull together, and everybody needs to participate financially. No excuses. Is there any old business that the board needs to consider at this time? I know of none.
Nancy on the staff, please.
Is this about old business, Nancy?
Oh, yes.
Go, please.
Yes. Ever since 2013, we have been mandated by the PNB to have a programming committee, which is open to the membership. So they work together to help assist and promote and improve our programming, and working with the students at schools or working with teachers at the universities and at the high schools, assisting the program director. And we don't have a program director. So, I mean, this would be assisting Dr. Franklin. This would be a great help and very much needed. Now, we have two stations that have done it. WPFW in Washington, D.C., and KPFK in Los Angeles. And we have not done it yet, so let's start, and let's get a scripted cart, have the manager air it, and let's start working with people that we're supposed to be representing. We need input. Okay. And we need the creativity, and we need a place where we can get together and do that and assist going into multimedia, which is one way we will get more youth. They're interested in clicking their phones and watching something and hearing something. They don't even know what a radio looks like. We can change that. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Are there any objections?
What I suggest, Nancy, is that you draft a motion to be considered for next meeting.
No, this has been going on for years, Sandy.
Nancy, look, my point of order, it's not on the agenda tonight. There's no motion to discuss this. You've brought it up.
It doesn't have a motion during an LSB does not have to be on the agenda. If we had that kind of rule, we wouldn't be getting anything done. Motions can be made during the meeting.
Yes, Nancy, they can, but there's no motion on the floor right now.
I just made a motion. I move that KPFD start a programming committee open to the membership. That's all.
Second.
Motion on the floor that's been seconded. I believe, Nancy, that you motivated your motion, if I'm incorrect.
I'm going to send it written. Okay.
I move to table this motion until the next LSB meeting, as it is not urgent at this moment.
Motion to table is not debatable.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Ted?
That a motion to table is appropriate when there is some other urgent business that needs to be attended to that cannot be delayed. There's nothing on the agenda at this point. We are at 9:11. This meeting is supposed to go until at least 9:45. Susan's motion should be ruled out of order.
I'm not going to make that ruling, Ted. She moved to table. There was a second. It's not debatable. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
I have written my motion and I put it in the chat.
Thank you. Please
don't put it in the chat. Send it to email.
Yeah, send it to LSB or send it at least to Richard so that he has it.
I will do that. Well, will the chair please read it?
No, I will not. Thank you. You can read your own motion. I'm not looking at chat. I'm running a meeting. Chat's not part of the meeting, Nancy.
I move that KPFD programming committee be announced and started.
Thank you, Nancy. There is a motion to table which has been seconded. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. A vote for a yes vote is to table until next meeting. A no vote is to keep on considering this evening.
Okay, hang on a second.
A yes vote means what? What did you say?
I said a yes vote means that the motion will be tabled until next meeting. A no vote means that we'll keep on considering the motion this evening. Go ahead, Richard.
Excuse me, I dropped my phone. Okay. Motion to table. Alan? You're muted. Teresa, you're muted.
Unmute. Technical challenge time.
Mute. I'll come back to you, Teresa. Britton?
I'm sorry. I was, I must just say I was in the chat and typing
Teresa,
things up and I was
afraid
to get out of the chat.
Teresa, yes or no?
I say yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Casanave?
No.
No. House?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner? Bob, you around? Hoyt? Okay. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
McPherson?
Pass.
Pass. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Pratka? Frank, you around? Come back. The Barnard told me?
No.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Stone, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here, and yes, my vote is yes.
Welcome, Mr. Stone. Huzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weiss?
No.
No. Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Willis?
Yes.
Yes.
Susan Young? Yes.
Yes. Did I miss anyone?
Get Henry Faust? Did you get Henry Faust?
Yeah.
Okay.
McPherson passed. John, you want to vote on this?
No, abstain.
Okay. Brad, are you still here? Okay.
I have a motion when it's appropriate.
You have a tally, Mr. Secretary?
I'm coming. 12-4-1.
That would be 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Right.
Motion to table carries. We'll consider this in the merry month of May. Ted, you have more motions?
I move that we form a special strategic planning committee where the chair, namely Sandy Weinman, selects the chair of the special committee, and that we request Dr. Franklin to be a part of said committee.
Can you please send your motion in writing to the secretary?
And what is this for?
Strategic planning committee.
There's a strategic planning committee on the national board. We have national board representatives. Ted's made a motion. Do I hear a second for his motion?
Second. Sister Mama Sonia.
Thank you. The motion has been seconded. Ted, do you want to motivate your motion?
Well, right in front of me, I see the words of Teresa Allen, who says strategic planning needs support and participation of the GM. Dr. Franklin has previously expressed an interest. Is he ready to convene this group? Perhaps we should ask him, but to motivate this, people are talking about the fact that we need a plan to keep KPFT and Pacifica alive. This is the starting point, not to denigrate a $52 by...
Oh, you've been doing what?
That might bring in a few thousand dollars. We need tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and this is a place where we can begin the process. I'm not even suggesting that I'll be on the committee. Unless our chair asks me to serve or opens it up to volunteers. If that's the case, I would be happy to volunteer to be on the committee or do anything related to it, chairing it or not. I just think we need to move this process forward certainly we need the general manager involved because he's the one who will ultimately execute it. But yes, I think we need a special committee that will disappear when we complete our work or when it completes its work.
Adriana?
Hold on. I see Richard's hand up, then Adriana. Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
This is we don't need to throw enough money at it. We don't need a committee. We need to support our programs that we have. You know, if you want to do something good for this station, participate in the 5252 program. Call apps donors, whatever else that we're doing, get behind that. That's what an LSB can do. What you're talking about is more meetings. We don't need more meetings. We need more action. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Adriana.
Yes, I want to know if Dr. Franklin really need any more meetings or this committee that you are talking, Ted. I don't think that this is a bad idea, but I think that the GM have enough probably things to do. I don't understand exactly what we will do without him. And I think that the best thing that we can do is ask him if he needs something like that and if he thinks that will be worth his time.
Thank you, Adriana. Mac?
There's nothing about this proposed committee that the LSB couldn't do if only we could get on with doing our business. If we could get past all the delay and the dithering and the arguing, that's what we should be doing.
Yep.
Thank you, Mac. Egberto, you've got your hand up.
Wow. I just have to echo Adriana, Richard, and Sean, because I think it's high time to stop meeting. I think all of us who've been meeting for decades now know what to do if we choose to do so. And, you know, starting from what Nisi has done, starting from what, I tell you what, if we want to see some actions, look at what some good women in this group are doing right now. Nisi on 52 and other stuff, Teresa on going to our old members and so forth. Each of us can do something now. There's no magic to what we need to get done. So let's look to these women who are actually going out there and doing something, and let's do it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Egberto. Is there anybody else that would like to speak to Ted's motion for a special committee?
Hi, Nancy on stack.
Nancy, you are the stack. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope that's a compliment. Anyway, we have a development committee, and Dr. Franklin is sometimes on those calls. He's doing a lot of calls. I've never seen a manager do this many meetings, you know, committee meetings. Well, Ted and others, please attend it and come up and share your ideas, and we'll be more creative. And if the convener of the development committee would please put the telephone number and the code posted on the kpfdx.org, then this committee will grow with other people who are interested. And another thing, if we announce our committee meetings on the air, we might have some more people who would like to join us. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Dr. Franklin, I believe you're still on the meeting here. Do you want to speak to this? I'll give you the opportunity. No is a valid answer.
With respect to having a strategic special meeting, committee meeting, I don't know that there's a need to have a special committee on that. I think the board is already situated to, if it wanted to, begin some type of strategic planning It could do it on its own with participation, of course, from management. I think there's value in having a strategic plan. I've started already to get feedback from an instrument, a very crude instrument that was created just to kind of serve as a template. I think that has merit, but the instrument is not distributed widely. So therefore, any type of feedback would be very, very narrow. What I have said to Ted on several occasions and others is that this particular crude instrument that we have would provide at least a template that could then be submitted to whatever special committee that could kind of refine some of the feedback and then provide at least a blueprint in terms of how we might proceed in the next 1, 2, 3 years down the road. So I think that is still palatable, but the question is getting that crude instrument that Ted has completed to other diverse voices and communities within our coverage area so we can get back that particular information. Once we get back the feedback, Markeisha will be tasked with collating all the responses and then filing a report that would go up to the LSB to review and fine tune with management input. And then that particular document could be a strategic guide in the area of equipment upgrade, in the area of new technology that would be needed, in the area of fundraising and so forth. So that's what has crudely been, we've started, but we've gotten not enough feedback so that we could ascertain any degree of consistency in terms of what might be a good strategic plan. What we need is many more people to respond to this document, to this instrument that we've come up with before we can even start the process. And the process is not something that occurs and is completed in 3 or 4 weeks. A good strategic plan takes sometimes years, and you don't do it in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or what have you. It's getting as much buy-in from a cross section of community individuals as possible, not from a small group of individuals, but from diverse individuals who value the station, but maybe have not been invited to participate. It's those types of communities that I think, for example, the Community Advisory Board would really be strategic in helping us get such an instrument to those particular individuals to have them to give feedback. Then that information could be collated, committed to a report that Markeisha is waiting to produce. And then that particular report in draft form will come to the LSB and this special committee. And then we could hone through it, fine tune it, and then vote on whether or not that's the strategic plan that we want to move forward on. But at this particular point in time, we have an instrument to summarize. We have an instrument. It has not been distributed to a broader cross section of the community, which I think we need to have buy-in. This is from business leaders, cultural leaders, just across the board individuals. Then once we get that information back, submit that information to Markeisha, she will then go through it and come finalize a report that can then come to the LSB, can be reviewed by each member with input from each member if they choose, then fine tune, and then as the LSB workers will vote on that. Then that could be the strategic plan that would guide us moving forward. I will make one last point, and it would be professionals who are expert in those particular areas, in, for example, media, business leaders, cultural arts leaders, teachers, educators should be part of the process, as well as common community individuals who just love KPFT. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. Is that Richard?
Yes, it's Richard. Ted's got his hand up there.
Yes, Ted.
I thank Dr. Franklin, and I thank him for sending me an early version of the document and giving me an opportunity to weigh in on it. I totally concur that we need to have a lot more people, programmers, the community. I think what Dr. Franklin said is spot on. I also believe that the, there are a number of people that I know in this community, who have developed strategic plans. The superintendent of HISD did one in about 3 months, and I'm a member of a Rotary Club committee, and we are reviewing that strategic plan as I speak. I have, in the motion that I just emailed to the entire board, I have indicated that Dr. Franklin should be considered an ex officio member rather than a regular member, which means he can show up when he can, and he won't be considered a part of the quorum, but when he can participate, he will. But I certainly don't want to put any stress on him than he already has.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted. Okay. I would ask if somebody would like to call the question, but I'll ask it this way. Can we vote on the main motion? Or is there any objection to doing so? No. Hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Alan? Alan?
Hold on, please. This is a vote on Ted's motion to form a special committee to look at strategic planning. A yes vote sustains that thought. A no vote says, no, we're not going to proceed with this.
Alan?
Alan will say yes.
Britton?
Yes.
Casanova?
Yes.
Faust?
No.
No. Gardner, Hoyt, James,
no,
Lewis,
yes,
McPherson,
no,
Pratka, I don't think he's still here, okay, Sister Mama Sonia,
yes.
Yes. Pratka? I just said that, didn't I? Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy, yes.
Scheidler? You're muted, Scheidler.
No.
Okay. Stone?
Where'd you go, Bill?
Uzel, no. Weinman?
No.
No. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Williams?
No.
No. Willis?
No.
No. Young?
No.
No. I think I missed Stone. Is Stone still here?
William Stone.
Okay, I think I got everybody. Let's see. Seven yes. Nine no.
Motion fails. Thank you. Strategic planning is important, Ted. It's a good motion. However, we're working on this at the national level, and it really needs to be coordinated amongst five stations at this point. So work with our national board reps, and let's get the input into them as much as we can. And national board reps, I urge you to maybe hold meetings on this topic to bring forward to the as input to the national board. I can assist with Zoom.
Mr. Chairman, is a motion to adjourn in order?
Yes.
You're free to make it.
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
It's not debatable. Mr. Secretary, are there any objections to adjourning?
No.
Hearing no objection, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending. But before you log out here, May 15th at the Continental Club, get your $20 ready. We have a benefit for KPFT, a celebration of life for your friend and mine, Mr. Larry Winters. 15th of May at the Continental Club.
I'll be there.
Good deal.
Thanks, everybody.
Send me a note so I can put it on my show as well, if you get a chance, please.
Okay.
Has anybody been over to the 419 Lovett to see if there are any bricks left that we can sell?
Our meeting's adjourned. I'm going to stop the recording.
Bye, y'all. It was a good meeting.